Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your host Steven
and Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
Hey, same as always, man. I'm just here
grinding
as usual.
Tonight Kyle is gonna bring us a cryptid story. We know you guys like them. We haven't done one in a while, so he's gonna jump right into that after we get through the business, which we're gonna do right now. So check us out at all our social medias: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at the Hollow Sky Podcast, and you'll find us there. Come over, hang out, share creepy stories, share memes, do whatever, but make sure you tell your friends about us. Keep us rolling, which is awesome.
Like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, rolling. But if you have an interesting paranormal experience you'd like to share with us, Kyle's going to tell you how to do it.
You can give us a call at 1-877-800-HOLLOW, or you can shoot us an email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also use your voice memo app on your smartphone, record your story, and send that to the email. But any way that you want to get us a story, feel free and do that for us.
Hell yeah. We love them.
We do love them. They're a lot of fun.
If you listen to us on Apple or iTunes podcasts, feel free to hop on over there and leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us out, moving us up the charts and all that shit. Makes us more visible to everybody looking for weird paranormal podcasts. So if you do go over there and leave us a 5-star rating and review, I will gladly shout you out. Today's 5-star rating and review is brought to us by our friend Alyssa. It's titled "Obsessed" in a semi non-stalking kind of way. 5 stars. Found your podcast and it's like nothing I've ever listened to. The topics are so interesting and keep me wanting more. I'm finally caught up and love that I'm current with the times on the COVID virus and share the same sentiments as you guys. I've shared this podcast with my friends too, which is something I do not do. Keep being weird. Thanks, Alyssa, for all the kind words. You can stalk us if you want. It's kind of dope.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I don't share the podcast with my friends, so.
I
don't.
Probably bring it up more than you do.
I fucking guarantee it because I don't ever talk about it.
Outside of work and hanging out with Sarah and the kids, is the only thing that I do.
Yeah, but I just don't feel comfortable like hyping myself up or anything like that. So I just, like, people will talk to me about the podcast. I'm like, yeah. So that TV show? And I don't know. I just avoid it, I guess. I don't know why.
I definitely don't stick them on drive-thrus here locally.
Right, stickers. Yeah.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, and like I was just telling you, I was just in a Casey's and got stopped because I was wearing a Hollow Sky shirt, and the dude was like, "Hey, are you Kyle?" I was like, "Yep."
Dude, you're world famous.
I mean, it was your buddy, but we got the chat, and he's pretty cool.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't at the time. I mean, I...
But back to the 5-star again. Thank you so much. And it's super dope that you share it with your friends. I cannot stress that enough. If you like us and you listen to us, Spread the love, dog.
Yeah, it's super helpful.
Don't spread the coronavirus. Spread the Hollow Sky virus.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drink the Kool-Aid, please.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Woo-hoo.
So before Kyle gets into your cryptid story, I'm going to share our listener experience of the day as well.
Of the day.
And it is actually an update.
A really fucking scary one.
From one of our other listener stories previously. As you know, we had the anonymous writer write in and talk about the alien in the driveway. I can't remember which episode that's on. Here fairly recently.
It was on one of them.
Yeah. One within the last probably five episodes. But we asked him if anything else had been happening. And Kyle and him had a kind of a correspondence go back and forth. So he wrote us to update us on what's going on. So here's what he has to share. Hey guys, I was going to tell you about another experience that's happened in the past. Unfortunately, since the episode you talked about the alien in my driveway, some things have been happening. So I figured I'd give you an update. Please keep me anonymous. Shortly after I sent you the video clip, we emailed one another. My wife has been experiencing some weird dreams. She would wake up off and on in the middle of the night. She kept telling me that it seemed like something was coming through the ceiling in our room. One of the times she said she couldn't move. Since I was working a night shift, I wasn't home or anything, so I decided to check the outside cameras. When I played back the cameras in the middle of the night, they would all go static. Not just one, but all of them. It was kind of like back in the day when you would try to tune in a cable channel that you weren't supposed to have. Impossible to tell anything on them. It wouldn't have really got my attention if she wasn't telling me this. Every night she had the crazy dreams, the camera would fail. The night she didn't mention a bad dream, the cameras worked fine. I have not had any other experiences that I know of, and this is about the extent of all that's been going on. Thanks again, and keep up the good work on the podcast. Thanks, Anonymous, for taking the time to respond to some of the questions and correspondence we had. This is fucked.
I 100% agree, but I've got a lot going on my head right now, so I'm going to try to get it all out before I forget.
Run with it, Kyle.
I'm going to try. I'm with Steve. Unfortunately, I feel like something is definitely going on. Now, if I were you, I would try to keep as much of that footage as you can. And every single time these things happen, I would check those cameras because you never know what you're going to see on them. And if you do have a file of the cameras fucking up, send it over to us. We'll gladly help keep tabs on this for you. Another thing that is weird about this situation is a long time ago, before I go down that road,
hold up.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm trying to think here. My brain's already going in way too many directions.
It's going to be fine.
Oh, man. It's a fucked up story.
I'll talk.
All right.
It has all the telltale signs of an abduction where she sees it coming through the ceiling. She says she can't move sometimes. The electronics are fucking up. It's checking the boxes of an abduction, which is probably not what you want to hear because it wouldn't be what I want to hear, but it's just fucking crazy.
All right, I'm back.
Kyle's back.
I'm back. I find it really fucking strange that it happened. The camera started doing it after you acknowledged it and we talked about it. Almost like in some way, shape, or form, it didn't realize the camera was there to begin with. But once it was mentally acknowledged and, I guess, publicly acknowledged, it was almost like, now I know what to look for, bitch.
Yeah, like now. Which makes me wonder.
Or maybe that's why it didn't come closer the original time.
It makes me wonder if maybe do the cameras record all the time or is it like a movement camera? We may have went over that.
I don't remember.
Last time, but I'm not sure. Makes me wonder if you have actually caught stuff on the cameras previous to this that you weren't aware of, that you didn't see. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, there was nothing that made you interested in checking the cameras that night.
Right.
Or I mean, there could be any kind of weird-ass footage on that.
Right. But to kind of, I guess, lead credence to the story, when I had a lot of this stuff going on in my life, and I don't know if I've talked about it before or not, but I've had weird fucking dreams too, where for me it was, I can remember laying in my bunk bed, and the best, I've described it the same way every single time. Imagine a 3 foot long light bar, about as thick as like your fluorescent light bulb, and it coming in my room and scanning the room like it's looking for me. I used to have those dreams all the time when I was living with my mother and father. But another oddity was that my wife, I don't know if it was a dream or if it was actually in real time, but she started seeing lights come through the window one night while she was staying in that house with me. And whenever I got up to look, because she was convinced somebody was shining lights in the window, when I got up to look, that's when we saw the giant orange ball out in the middle of the sky at about 2:33 o'clock in the morning. So it was there. I mean, there was no other it was definitely not the moon, because it was actually moving. So, I mean, I've talked about this before, but I feel like Steve was saying, like, there's a lot here. There's a lot going on, and I feel like something's definitely going on at your place, which is not something that you probably want to hear. And I'm not trying to scare you or your wife, but I would definitely try and keep as much evidence as you could possibly get.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you or your wife, or if you have kids, ever noticed any kind of strange lights in the sky? Because that's kind of goes with it, you know? Like, they make their rounds, I'm assuming. And also, what if you put up like a second set of cameras, like off the property, like across the street, if you have some trail cameras or something to set up, where maybe you could kind of like trick them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Where if they know to take your cameras out, maybe they won't realize that there's extra cameras to possibly pick up what's going on.
But at the same time, if you had your cameras, which are wired, I would assume, if you had trail cameras set in a different location away from the property, if those spaz out too at the exact same time,
even more evidence. Yeah,
I mean, what
fucked up is going on?
Yeah, I mean, what would be causing every camera like that? Especially being that trail cameras are battery powered, not wired in anything.
Yeah,
dude, it would be
on the flip
really
side. Is that even
strange.
Something that you really want to see? You know, where your cameras flick out, and then you got a trail camera of a UFO or aliens or shit. I would lose my fucking mind.
Dude, it would be fucked up for sure. Absolutely. I don't know. It's like when I read that, dude, it gave me goosebumps. I get goosebumps now, but I'm like,
it is. It's like
what the fuck?
It's like an episode of the X-Files.
It is. Definitely.
So that whole, I don't know if you guys did, I think you mentioned kind of a general area of where he's at, because he's kind of local.
Yeah, me and him talked a little bit, and I have a general feeling of where he's at.
But that, again, that area is just so prime for weird shit.
Yep.
So crazy.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I would definitely be keeping evidence.
Yeah.
And I would be setting up some kind of trap to try to catch more evidence. Setting up extra cameras somewhere, or even putting audio recorders. That's a cheap thing. You can get an audio recorder that'll run for 8 to 12 hours on just AAA batteries. It won't give you any visuals, but you might even hear some weird shit. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, keep us in the loop. Tell us what's going on whenever you can, if you want to. You don't have to, but hell, it might even be one like me and Steve were talking. I mean,
if you need us to stake out an alien hunt on the property, we will.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying like be in your house, but
we'll park down the street.
Yeah, I mean, we'll, if it becomes more and more prevalent where it's happening more and more frequently, I wouldn't be opposed to staying out all night long and trying to see something.
I don't know what I would do if I saw a UFO hover over this dude's house.
I would freak out too, but
Or if
that's what we're here to
or
do.
Or if we have like cameras mounted in the car or some shit, or if, like, we lose time and then all the cameras go down.
Oh, fuck, that would suck.
That would suck. Worst possible scenario.
Yeah, we're the ones that end up getting taken.
But we would do that for our listeners.
Yeah, for sure. And as long as they're, I mean, as long as they're not doing anything fucked up, it can't be that bad.
Or at least make us not remember if they do.
True. True that.
I don't know. It's bizarre. And the fact that it just keeps, like, the story keeps getting...
It's evolving on its own. I mean, it's definitely enough to give you goosebumps.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird. And I do. I want him to keep us in the loop. I don't want anything else weird to happen to him or his family. But, like, if it does, please share it with us.
Yeah.
And we, like I said, we're totally open if you want us to come out there and just hang out, watch for aliens.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, if I remember correctly and the way we were talking, it's not far from where I had all my experiences. And I even had an experience in the same vicinity that he's what I believe is around about the same area. So I don't know. It's wild, man.
Yeah.
Good luck and keep us up to date. Like I said, we'll help any way we can.
For sure. And on that note, that goes for anybody else. If they're having weird experiences and you'd like us to check them out, please just let us know.
Yeah.
Come and put our paranormal minds to work.
Yeah, try to capture as much shit as we can.
Switching gears on that note.
Skirt, skirt.
Kyle's about ready to
let's fucking do it.
The chupa on you.
Let's do it. Dude, I like chalupas.
I wish I had a chalupa right now.
I kind of do, too. That'd be so dope. Why do you have to live in Fielden?
I don't know.
Fucking move to Jerseyville so we can get chalupas.
Now people are going to know where we live. I'm going to get stalked.
I don't fucking care.
Now the aliens and the fairies know where we live.
Yeah.
The fae people are going to come to my house.
I live in Jerseyville. Steve lives in Fielden. So that's true. Come get it.
There's no Taco Bell here.
No, there's fucking nothing.
I wish there was.
There's not even a gas station.
No, there's bars and churches.
Yeah, I mean, we can go get drunk, get fucked up.
That is true. As long as you stay outside.
Oh, wait, yeah, you can't go there anymore, so they have really good fish there. Anyways, going back to the topic at hand, I decided to start looking into the Chupacabra. We talked about it a little bit just a couple episodes ago and how difficult of a time I was having, but the more I stumbled across things, the more I became interested in not so much the Chupacabra itself, but what's going on around the story of the Chupacabra.
The evolution of the cabra, the if you will.
Evolution.
Of
the chalupa. Okay, so if you don't know what a Chupacabra is, the name is translated to goat sucker, which is a shitty name. This monster is said to be around 4 to 5 feet tall. It has powerful legs, which allow it to leap long distances, long claws, glowing red eyes, and a very distinctive spikes running down its back. Its origins are, as you can imagine, shrouded in mystery. But one that seems to be the most popular is that it was a creature created in a lab, from a secret lab in the rainforest of Puerto Rico. Hmm. Now, this is kind of interesting if you ask me, because some people claim that it could be an alien or alien experiment planted here on Earth, which runs parallels with Bigfoot.
Why do all these labs want to create creatures that terrify people?
Because it's what humans do.
Well, that's true.
They're not very intelligent. But I had this, while I was writing this, I made a mental note here, and I, in my notes, say, run with me on this. One, if not the first description of the creature, was reported by Madeline Talinto in Puerto Rico. Now, there was a man, Benjamin Radford, and he wrote a book called Tracking the Chupacabra. He noted that her description was spot on to the creature in the movie Species.
Weird.
Madeline was convinced that what she witnessed in the movie was going on in real life. So some would suggest and think that she was seeing things or making shit up to grab a little fame. But a parallel that I found was what if, and we've talked about this before in the past, what if it is more or less a screen memory or something, you know, like you've said before, Steve, something our brain is doing to comprehend what we're actually seeing.
Yeah, making it,
you know what I mean? Especially
making the connections of something that you're familiar with or something that's in your memory here recently, because it can't make sense of what you're actually seeing.
Exactly. And she had just watched the movie, so maybe it was her brain coping with it.
I'm a firm believer in that. I think our brains are, we know so little about the human brain, I feel. And I think that we have coping mechanisms we don't even realize.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. The story of the Chupacabra gets fucking weird because, and you're going to have to bear with me. This is a little bit back and forth. I kind of jump around a little bit, but it went from this reptilian creature to a canine creature. And the canine was hairless, had a very pronounced spinal ridge, eye sockets, fangs, and claws. It's said to drain its victims of all their blood. So there's the two different descriptions of the Chupacabra. You had the reptilian and now the dog.
I wonder how it moved. It went from a reptilian to a dog.
I know. That's why this story interests me more.
Because that's a pretty long stretch.
Absolutely.
I'll Google it.
I have a story from kind of each side of the coin here. The first one is a more famous case, and it happened to Phyllis Cannon, and it was in Texas in 2001 or 5, somewhere in that neck of the woods. But anyways, she first saw the creature scurrying across the pastures of her ranch. She said the creature was hairless. It was a canine, and it had blue-gray flesh and bony limbs. Not long after seeing the animal, her and her husband found one of their chickens with its throat tore out and supposedly drained of all its blood. The coming days, the creature left a trail of bodies, and they were all apparently drained of their blood. So that was a mental note they made. Some people argue that the throat could have just been bit by a more domestic dog, and that the blood ended up pooling inside the body somewhere. But you would still think that there would be blood on the ground. That's just me. Cannon was a hunter, so she decided to set up cameras in order to have some evidence of its existence. Unfortunately, she was unable to get it on camera. So she began asking her neighbors to watch out for the creature and to let her know if any of them happened to see it or possibly killed it. A month after her first sighting, a neighbor called and said that one of the creatures had been hit by a car near his ranch. Now, as luck would have it, as she was standing over the creature's body, as you can imagine, puzzled as all fuck, she got a call from another neighbor that had found another carcass of this animal.
Oh, a second one?
A second one. So then she packed up, went over there, and this happened to be in a location that was closer to her ranch. So she ended up loading the carcass in the bucket of her tractor, took it home to photograph it, and I'm pretty sure she had the fucking thing stuffed.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has like a little aggressive stance to it.
Yeah, one of those paranormal shows that used to run wild back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, she's been in a couple shows and everything else. And that was her story. She sent the blood off for DNA, and multiple sources came back that it was definitely in the dog family, possibly a coyote with mange. She refutes those, you know, she is not okay with it. She thinks that it's some type of cover-up that's going on. But, you know, that's between her and the actual proof. Now, prior to all this, it was a few years before this instance, in 1995, there was a sudden incline in livestock killing in small towns of Puerto Rico. all the victims had wounds at their throats and drained of all the blood, which is fucking strange. You know, that's not something that happens every day. So
definitely not.
It's strange. And if I was a rancher and noticed that my animals were being drained of their blood, I would be a little fucking weirded out by it too. In the beginning of the episode, I told you a little bit about Madeline and her encounter. Well, I'm going to get back into that and actually tell her story. It's short, but while rumors of the creature began to circulate, a woman named Madeline had an encounter. It was outside her mother's house and in Canovanas. A long-limbed, earless creature with a spiny back appeared in the yard. It had huge eyes and was staring through the window. Madeline began to scream, and it seemed to have startled the creature, which then jumped back into the jungle. I tried finding more stories on this version of the Chupacabra, but it is incredibly hard to do. Especially since, you know, she got with a local UFO researcher, and they kind of compiled a sketch of what she saw. And I guess it got out. And when it did get out, I guess reports started to just flooding in. Because in Puerto Rico alone, there was 200 reports of this creature that year. So one would think that, as we've said many times before, people are seeing something. Especially if they're all in the same general description. I mean, I'm sure over these 200 cases, you had some discrepancies, but for the most part, they have to align to be counted in this 200. At least that's the way I would do it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And I'll kind of go back a little bit again. You know, once this got out and you had all these reports flooding in, then, as you can imagine, the theory started to run like wildfire. Escaped United States genetics experiment, alien collecting blood to spread AIDS, types. But as wild as it all sounds, the Chupacabra caught fire and began showing up all over in Mexico, Brazil, Puerto Rico, Chile, Spain, Portugal, and the United States. So it just started spreading like wildfire, man. There was another case that I found, and it happened in 2000. A Nicaraguan rancher shot something attacking his goats. Not long after, a ranch hand found the carcass. It was a hairless canid. The rancher and local media claimed it was a genetics experiment that was most likely a cross between a wolf and a crocodile.
Well,
but upon examination, it was nothing more than a common dog, likely stricken with mange. So that was
typical.
Yeah, that was some of the stuff I found on the Chupacabra. It's super hard to dig into this creature because a lot of it is, hey, guess what? We figured out what the lore is. It's a dog with mange. I don't really buy that explanation, but like you kind of brought up before, and this is why the story starts to interest me, is that originally this creature was more of a reptilian, alien-esque type of being, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, it got swapped to basically a dog or a coyote.
Yeah.
And then it made its jump to the United States and kind of caught fire. But I don't understand how it changes.
I think that we're dealing with two completely different completely different entities. I don't think
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think that it changed by any means. I think as far as the attacks and the blood sucking goes, I feel like it's the pre-2000 Chupacabra. I feel like that's the legit OG Chupacabra, the one from Puerto Rico and Mexico, Chile, Nicaragua, Argentina.
The more reptilian style.
Yeah, the one that's alien and bipedal and has the spike back and the forked tongue and like the whole weird reptoid vampire.
Gotcha.
I feel like that is the OG Chupacabra, the one that is responsible for all of the attacks and shit where the blood's been drained. And I feel like that also is what's responsible for the attacks that took place in Texas and shit. But for some reason, as the culture evolved and pop culture moved it into like Southern Texas and more of the American Southwest, somewhere along the line, which it kind of sounds like this woman, the woman who stuffed the dog,
yeah,
kind of was at the forefront.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting to.
Has moved it to this hairless dog.
So maybe
it almost makes me feel like this is my theory. I'm gonna shotgun it here.
Let's get it.
So, OG reptoid Chupacabra is actually a U.S. genetic experiment.
Okay, I like it.
They released it in the rainforest,
or got out.
Either or. It got out, and it's running rampant down there. People are starting to see it. They're starting to connect the attacks to it. It may be extraterrestrial in origin. It might have, like, extraterrestrial genes spliced.
That gives me goosebumps.
So the U.S. government and the Puerto Rican government or the Chilean government are like, we got to put the lid on this motherfucker.
Well, to interject here, I like this theory, and I like it because if it is a genetic experiment, what are the odds that two of them would get out? You see what I'm saying here? Because if only one got out, it can't reproduce. So that could account for the large influx of sightings, because we don't know anything about it. A lot, and some people said that this thing had strong, powerful legs, so it could move. It could even leap far distances. Could possibly make it able to travel very quickly. And some people even claimed that it had wings. Those vary there, but some people claim that it had wings. And I don't know, but if the sightings of this died down and they're not as prominent in today's world, in the Puerto Rican, Brazil, all that, you know, the OG, like Steve said, the OG Chupacabra.
Yeah, the real deal. This is what I consider the Chupacabra. Everything after 2000, minus the attacks, everything cited after 2000 is a canine. It's not the Chupacabra.
Dude, it could very well be that the canine was in the wrong fucking place at the wrong time.
It could just be stray dogs.
Yeah.
Wandering around. But, all right, back to where I was. I thought about you saying that there's a whole species. What if it produces asexually?
That's possible, too.
Because
I was just thinking that maybe if only one got out and you had all these influx, like this influx in sightings, and then they dropped off, maybe that one died and was unable to reproduce.
Because that's true. I never thought about that. But then that leads the question, what's still attacking the things in Texas?
That's a good point. That is a good point.
So there has to be something out there that is not a dog.
And by the original, I like how this is going, because by the original encounter, it didn't seem like it took long or much to kind of spook this thing away from people. So that would make it by nature more elusive, because it wouldn't want to come around us.
Yeah. So.
So I like it.
It gets out, right? That's where we're at.
Yeah.
The government's like, oh shit, we got to put the lid on this fucking thing. Say it does reproduce, but they kill or capture the one that they that is gone, or the one that got out.
Right.
So gotcha. Now I have it contained. Moved down the line a few years, and they're starting to see the attacks in Texas, which mirror the attacks from Puerto Rico.
I see where you're going.
So now they know. Now they know that there's another one out. But the last thing the government wants to do is to let the population know that they oopsed and let out a genetic experiment. So they start tagging them on all these poor, mangy ass looking dogs that are all over the place.
Yeah, because they look scary by nature. I mean, if you see the pictures, they don't look like normal dogs.
And they find them at the sites of these attacks. Who's to say that there's not the MIB or government officials trailing this thing, like watching it? They can't capture it, maybe, and they're watching it. Maybe they've got it. Came close to it and tagged it, and where these attacks are, you know what? They might not even try to prevent the attacks at this point because they're wanting to produce a cover-up. So this thing comes in, kills a whole bunch of llamas, a whole bunch of goats, a whole bunch of chickens. So what do? Like, you know what a good idea is? Let's release some fucking mangy-ass dogs for people to see.
No, I mean, that's fucking brilliant.
Clean up.
It's brilliant. It's simple, it's brilliant, and it's effective.
Because they don't want us to know that they've been fucking around with shit.
Yeah, and I mean, and then if you really want to run down the rabbit hole here, why wouldn't there be a secret fucking U.S. base in the middle of the rainforest?
Yeah, it's unexplored. Why not?
Exactly. I mean, imagine all the things they could do out there, all the untapped resources where people have never even fucking been.
Because for the life of me, like, I've said before, I've been into cryptids and paranormal and shit my entire life. And I remember when I was young reading about, like in grade school, getting cryptid books, and the chupacabra was exactly that. Long claws, terrifying red eyes, had spikes down its back. It looked like some sort of reptilian beast.
Absolutely.
I do not know when all of a sudden it flip-flopped to a dog.
Right.
It looks nothing like it.
And then even leading more credence to her original story, going back to the Amazon, what's most likely to be relevant in the Amazon? I mean, a lizard or a dog? I mean, the first thing I'm going to think of is a lizard.
Yeah.
A lizard reptile type creature versus this dumb little fucking coyote.
And to go one step further, maybe it's not a government genetic experiment, maybe it's an alien.
It's fucking possible.
That has gotten out.
You hear about the reptilian aliens when you dig into shit.
Yeah, maybe one crash landed here. The government took it for experiments or took it hostage. It got out, got a taste for ghost meat and other farm animals, and it's just living its best life.
Well, that and with
eating snacks.
If you go down the alien road, aliens fuck with animals all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
The cattle mutilations.
Yep.
So it could be kind of hand exactly in hand. Similar. So, I mean,
and look at the mutilations. What's one key aspect of most cattle mutilations?
Absolutely.
Drained of blood.
Absolutely.
Weird puncture marks.
So maybe these are just the dumb aliens, and they just do it the old school way. And then the other aliens that mess with the the cows and stuff, they're like surgeons. And they do it all specific and clean, because you always hear about clean cuts and all that shit.
Even beyond that.
Run.
These two things could have this lizard man, or the lizard chupacabra and the dog could have nothing to do with the animal mutilations.
They could be
totally 100% alien, and people are just like semi-linking these things together.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, like if you had a whole bunch of chickens that were killed and you saw a Bigfoot a week before, who are you going to blame?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could fucking 100%. I mean, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, it was that big motherfucker that seen skulking around my damn yard.
So it may not even have anything to do with a cryptid at all.
Yeah,
it may not even exist.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Man, the more I think about it, the more my brain just starts firing off. And, like,
and that's why I liked the story, because, like I said, I couldn't find much. I was really, really, really hoping for some of like the OG reports that came in about the reptilian style one, like firsthand reports. And just for the life of me, I tried and tried and tried, and all I found was just page after page after page of like
debunked
chupacabra found or debunked, explained, blah 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 blah, and it all has to do with the canine version.
Yeah, exactly. Because like I'm just kind of reading through Live Science as I'm going here. This is a lot different from, say, other cryptids like the Jersey Devil or the Loch Ness Monster, because all of a sudden you have this huge influx in carcasses.
Yeah.
Just right off the rip. Anytime somebody saw a dog without hair, they were fucking shooting it.
Yeah, that's true.
And what does a carcass bring? DNA test. And time again, they're identified as canine.
Yep.
Coyote, dog, raccoon, other common mammals. So for people to keep pinning this as a chupacabra is asinine to me. Like, every time you get a body and you test it, it is a normal, everyday creature. So how this canine stigma is still around the chupacabra is just beyond me. I don't know how it started. I don't know why it's still there. The only thing I can think of is that it's some sort of cover-up to keep our minds and our eyes off of the real deal.
And the more,
whether it be aliens, whether it be some kind of crazy ass government experiment, I don't know. But I do know that the chupacabra is not a dog.
I agree. And the more like we talk about how this, how the dog version is more like a cover up, the more and more it fucking makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, it's done. They've done it before with the weather balloon and the Roswell 1947 crash.
Yeah, they're gonna make the most common culprit and put him out there.
No, I mean, it totally makes sense. And now look at it. Now they're actually releasing video of UFOs and shit. So, I mean, it's basically admitting, hey, we tried tricking you guys. So it's just, it's, I mean, it makes a lot of fucking sense to me.
I bet if you Google pictures of chupacabra, yeah, they're all
the dog
pictures. Dog, 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 dog. Look.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't one.
If you look at it, it has teeth like a damn dog.
Right.
How is it going to make a singular puncture wound and suck blood when it has teeth like a dog?
Well, that's the other thing that's fucked up, Steve, is that I can remember the exact same description that it made the puncture mark and drew the blood from it. But now, when you go to find what happens, it's like a tore out throat. It's more like what a canine would do versus the OG stories that I always remember.
Of it sucking blood. Its name is literally goat sucker, not throat ripper. That sounds like a metal band frontman.
Yeah.
Throat
Hell
ripper.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So that even furthers it more that these are two totally separate entities. You could have, let's say, the thing from Nicaragua and Chile and Florida that were draining the animals of the blood is the reptilian creature. It moved its way up to Texas and it's still doing the same thing. The dogacabra might not even be a cover. These mangy dogs could be killing animals and people are just thinking, yep, that was a chupacabra. Chupacabra attack. Anytime.
Absolutely.
It got to the point to where anytime an animal was killed in a large number, people were blaming the chupacabra when it could be packs of roaming mangy dogs.
You're absolutely right. But that's more why I liked this story, because of the evolution of it, how it just all...
I'm getting you a chupacabra flat bill.
Fuck yeah. I'll wear it.
That's pretty dope.
That's hella dope. I like it. I like
Hell
it.
Yeah. Why does everybody keep drawing chupacabras with boobs?
I don't know, man.
Boobacabras.
Because we don't know the original OG stories, and there's probably some awesome ones out there.
Something. See, this is the picture of a chupacabra that I saw
and if it,
originally, and that's what I think of.
If that has anything to do with the personal sighting, that looks like a gray alien with spikes on its back.
Yeah. Like if you fed a gray alien after midnight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shout out to the Gremlins.
Fucking awesome movie.
That's what I think. I think it's almost like we Americanized it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, like I totally dig and buy the cover-up scenario. That makes the most fucking sense.
Yeah, it's perfect. You have a culprit that is common enough that people can go out and kill him.
But it's also it's also scary enough looking.
Yeah, and what better way to opiate the masses? Something's killing your livestock when you can go out and shoot it,
right?
And kill
yeah.
it, then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, and then you feel like the defender and the hero.
Yeah, and you're like, well, took care of that problem.
Put that motherfucker down.
In real life, your problem is this dude over here with big eyes and spiny backs and long claws that you don't even know exists.
Yeah. He's laughing at you while you're dragging away that dog and he's over there eating your cattle or your chickens and shit.
Yeah, I feel like the bigger story is not what is the chupacabra, but why did the mythology of this chupacabra evolve and what is the purpose behind that evolution? Why did they push this canine stigma so hard once it hits the once it hit the United States?
Right. And that's another good point, because I will always find it strange is whenever you like I said when I Googled it and everything that just fucking pops up is disproven, discredited, blah 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 blah. I find that strange. That's just me. But whenever the internet pushes so hard to get your thoughts in one direction, when you're specifically looking for the opposite direction, I find that shit strange.
Yeah, reptilian to canine is a pretty big jump.
It's massive.
And like, now that you've got my gears turning, I want to know why it was pushed so far the opposite direction. Well, what is the reasoning behind it?
Dude, legitimately, the cover-up scenario is literally the most plausible as to why the gears would change so much.
See, like that.
Yeah, that's
looks
it.
Looks like a chupacabra.
Yes, that's it. 100% agree.
And I wish I could find, I could save that other picture. I'll post it up. When I say chupacabra, you guys tell me what you think of. Because I feel like...
That is curious to see what people say. If they remember the reptilian one like us, or if they remember and know
the dog
version.
See, this is the chupacabra that I remember. Right.
Oh,
here.
Absolutely.
I remember renting a cryptid book when I was in fifth or sixth grade, and this was what was pictured. It had nothing to do with a canid of any sort or anything of the such. Only after 2000 is when the canine version of the chupacabra took off so heavily. Which could have been, even if it's beyond a cover-up scenario, could have been a farce old girl put out. It says, I found the culprit killing all the animals, and I shot one. Pay money to come and see it.
Absolutely. It could definitely be that. And she basically just created the cover-up.
Because it was only 5 years from when the myth started to when she said she killed one. Essentially, pretty close to that. So it's still on people's mind. People
yeah.
were clearly still finding attacked animals and such.
And I'd almost put odds that you go later back in history in the area, and you're going to find similarities throughout time where people didn't know it as chupacabra then.
Is this a Mandela effect in the making?
Fuck, could. It could be.
Dang.
That would be, how fucked would that be if only you and me
remember
the OG one?
No, that can't be true because there's pictures of it. There's drawings of it.
That's true. But how fucked would that be if there wasn't?
That would be.
And weird. You and me were like, no.
They'd be like, you guys need to quit looking up cryptids. You're warping your brains,
fucking
dummies.
Losers.
Losers. Get out of here.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I dug up on them.
Look at this. This kind of resembles... Both. I remember seeing this picture, and it's kind of an evolution of the two.
Yeah,
I wonder if this picture came out, and then people just kind of ran with it.
Possible.
Look at that fucking thing.
That one looks hella scary.
I hope that's the real one.
If that's the real one, fuck that thing.
But probably that.
Most likely.
I don't know, man. Now I'm more interested in, like, I don't give a shit what the Chupacabra is. I'm more interested in why it changed.
That's why I liked the story, because it, like you were saying, the similarities are none between the OG and the new one.
No.
It's not even close.
Not at all. Because see, look at that drawing. That is totally a dog.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How do you go from this to this?
You don't.
Unless it's intentional.
I mean, like I said, that's the one that I think if I was a betting man, I'd double down on. Is that it was a cover-up.
Because those throats look ripped out.
Oh, for sure. And there's clearly blood on the ground there. It is weird that something would just straight jacket like that, though.
Just tear a throat. And
yeah. Leave. That is strange. But we live in a strange world.
There's
so
no blood on those.
That's the ones that would, I think it's just freaking people out, is the ones with no blood at all.
Yeah. Oh, see, now they're showing coyotes going for the throat.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Hashtag fake news.
I think the pre-2000 Chupacabra is the
OG
culprit, and the post-2000 Dogacabra is the fall guy. He's the red herring.
I like it. I mean, I like the theory a lot, and it makes a lot of fucking sense to me.
Not the route you thought we were going to go, was it?
No, but I like it. I mean, it makes sense. It really does.
The more I was listening to you read, and I was reading while I was listening to you, and I'm like, something's fishy. Something's reptilian.
Yep. And like I said, that's why I liked it. That's why I liked it, because it was just, the story itself is just odd.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Definitely cool.
Hell yeah, brother.
I wish, if anybody knows any more about it, hit me up, because this story is fascinating.
Yeah, especially our people that live in like the southern states. Tell us like you're the first time you remember a chupacabra, if you remember it as a reptilian or if you remember it as this hairless dog. And this goes the same for our people that live in Mexico and South America. When you think of the chupacabra, do you think of the reptilian with the red eyes and the long claws, or do you think of the dog with mange? Because I feel like it's two totally different things. It's got to be.
I agree.
Yeah, I went off on a tangent there.
It's okay.
So there's that.
That's what we do.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, chupa.
It's what we do.
So, if that's what you got, Kyle, we'll wrap it up, bud.
That's what I got, man.
That was dope. Fun topic.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, check us out on all of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. YouTube.
Tube, yeah. You.
At Hollow Sky Podcast, just hop on over, search us up, check us out, hang out with us, tell us some weird shit, share memes, let us in on your conspiracy theories, just, you know the deal. Make sure you share us with your friends. That's the best way to get word of the podcast out there, I've learned. People sharing the podcast is invaluable. We cannot stress that enough. If you enjoy us, share us with your friends.
Yeah, that way we can just take over the whole fucking genre.
Yeah.
It'll be us.
And you can listen to us.
Yeah, like and you guys now. You guys will be part of the original OG team.
OG is the word of the day, by the way.
Got it.
So, until next time, stay safe, stay weird, and remember that the Chupacabra is a reptilian and not a goddamn canine.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.